Well, the stock market is mixed as we get started today. The Dow is down about 30 points. S&P is up about 4. I'm Bob Clark. It's time for our stock and business update now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the markets were mixed yesterday as well. And despite the Dow being down more than 200 points, it was still the best month of August for the stock market overall since 1984. Now, we're 2 months away now from the election, and as you like to say, nothing grows to the moon, so when is this bull run going to end?
Well, we're going to see. You know, the Nasdaq was up yesterday, record high, and today it's hitting a record high today, so, you know, I guess when you think it's going to grow to the moon, that's when it doesn't, right? But last week, Bob, you remember we talked about you don't have 18 years to wait for the Nasdaq to rebound. So it did make me think about a market timing and the Japanese bubble back in 1989, where $2 trillion has been lost. Again, those has been a forgotten 3 decades, 30 years. And you remember when we were in school, Bob, they taught us in business school back in the late 80s.
Well, I remember learning that we needed to follow the Japanese business model as they were booming and the U.S. economy was recovering from a recession.
You're right, and Japanese was one of the best, and of course the gurus like Peter Drucker promoted that they were going to be the country of the future, and the Japanese stock market grew to the moon, unemployment was under 5%, and on December 26, 1989, the Nikkei, their average, which is like their Dow, stood at 38,681. Today, more than 30 years later, Bob, would you believe it's at 22,882? $2 trillion have been lost in wealth ever since that 30 years.
Yeah, but we're not Japan. Our S&P has averaged 11% return since World War II. So why not just invest in the U.S. and forget the foreign investing?
Well, investing is not a static endeavor. Again, we all need to remember it's not only a stock market, but it's a market of stocks. Again, why should you invest in other countries' markets? Let's take a look at Japan. For the last 30 years, folks would have thought it'd been ludicrous to put money there, right? But in fact, investing in the world's third largest economy made a lot of sense the last 30 years, especially if you invested after the bubble popped. And remember, there are downturns in China, Brazil, Europe, Australia, and the Far East. There's always opportunities. Investors should remember, buy low and sell high, and there are great companies to invest all over the globe.
But it's difficult for investors to find them at the right price and then stand firm.
You got to have that right standing firm and have fortitude and discipline. Now, that's what you need to do is find a good manager who puts your feet in the right place and stands firm and is willing to do that. Again, that's what Abraham Lincoln recommended, and I can give you 10 reasons, Bob, why people should stand firm.
Okay, what are they? Let's have them.
Okay, to make it quick, U.S. Markets have performed well no matter who or which party's been in power. Number two, investors have done and staying fully invested. Of course, the Fed is claiming that the next 5 years, interest rates will be at near zero. Number three, the U.S. has never radically engineered the economy. And again, all this partisan talk is for red meat for the partisans. Again, number four, history doesn't always repeat itself, Bob, but sometimes it rhymes. Number five, major legislative changes are infrequent. Just think about Obamacare. And then number six, do the opposite. You know, George Costanza, whatever Wall Street pundits tell you, do the other thing. And then number seven, monetary policy and Fed matters. Again, more than trillions of dollars will be printed by the Fed this year. Again, number eight, it's okay not to like the president, Bob, but put away your pink hats and your tea bags. There are other factors when investing and planning for your future. Number nine, again, you've been in the business, Bob, in the radio business for years, and you've seen nasty campaigns, Bob, and unfortunately, sure, this won't be the last nasty campaign. And number 10, finally, don't confuse partisan politics with medical science. This is a lot of political science.
Okay, very good. Where can people get more information on these 10 reasons? And then I know later today you're going to be on with T.J. Trout, so tell us all about that.
Just go to our website, myfinancialsense.com. You can read about the 10 reasons why you need to stay fully invested. And T.J. and I are going to delve into the election and why this market still may keep going higher. And if you want to reach us this morning, 828-4068. And lastly, I mentioned Securities Investment Advisor Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. And go United New Mexico. They seem to be doing well. So let's hope our team keeps going.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you next week.